Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 29th, 2012. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We want to climb up out of the mind of Satan, the mind of the Illuminati Masonic Order. Climb up out of the mind of the synagogue of Satan. Climb up out of the mind of the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the shedders of blood and warmongers and thieves that run this wicked, no good, rotten system. We want to eliminate that mentality within ourselves. And as we do so, we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Allah, Illah, the mind of the prophets and the sages and the freedom fighters and the revolutionaries. We want to climb into that mind, the mind of Christ once again. And as we climb into the mind of Christ, we will see that all of the oppressed must come together. Whether black, brown, red, yellow, poor, white, we must come together. Whether Christian, whether Hebrew, whether Muslim, whether Hindu, Buddhist, Rastafari, the whole of us, whether Mormon, whether Jehovah's Witness, all of us, the oppressed, must come together. We must break down those barriers that separate us, whether those barriers are ethnic, religious, ideological, philosophical, or regional boundaries. The oppressed all over the earth are prophesied. We must come together. This is the prophecy. We must come together, and together we will overcome the power of Satan, the power of the synagogue of Satan. We will overthrow the rulership of the house of Rothschilds, the corporate elite plutocrats and the Wall Street oligarchs. For the corporate elite oligarchs and the Wall Street plutocrats, we will overcome their rulership. And we will organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any and all political, revolutionary, and religious organizations that are of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless her and her family. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Almighty Creator and the Almighty Creatress. Praises are due unto the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab, or sometimes you hear Abba in the scriptures. Now, putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab for the Father. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That's the Father. Now, in the African Arabic language, the name of that same Almighty Father Creator is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, that same Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father behind all things. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Father Creator is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now we also must pause to give thanks and praises and give worship to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for Almighty Mother. Because in that same Numbers chapter 11, Moses also refers to the same Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving. So Moses, the African Hebrew prophet, saw Yahweh as having the attributes of Father begetting and Mother conceiving. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokma. It is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case our Mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our wonderful, beautiful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Now, Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Jesus, but she conceived you and me, the human family, the whole of creation, sun, moon, stars, and planets, and she is Mother of all, as Father is Father of all. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. And that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word is feminine, referring to our Mother, the Holy Spirit. That word Ruach is the word for spirit, and it is feminine. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah. And you hear Illa and you hear Allah because Mother Illa and Father Allah have come together to give birth to the creation and the human family out of the spirit of love. Our Islamic sisters and brothers also say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, normally that's translated in the name of God, Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But we know that that is Illah. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, Rahman ar-Rahim, Beneficent and Merciful. Rahman ar-Rahim are rooted in an Arabic word that has to do with the womb, W-O-M-B. So, properly understood, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means, in the name of our Mother, Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Mother Creatress Holy Spirit Mother is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari I, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, America, modern-day Israel, Britain, Rome, modern-day Babylon. And this day, this time is the judgment, and their power is over. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your mind, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ. In this time, in these last days of judgment in Babylon, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, which prophesies that in the last days Christ would come, Revelation 3 and 12, Christ would come in new names. Christ would come and rise up in the people, rise up in the movement in the last days, which would be the movement for the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. When we see the Occupy movement, when we see sisters and brothers rebelling in Africa, in Nigeria, millions of people have come out to say they do not like the fact that their government in Nigeria is a puppet government for the European rulers, the International Monetary Fund, the oil corporations, and so on. So sisters and brothers in Nigeria rising up with that spirit of Christ. And I recall reading that my brother Femi Kuti, the son of Fela Kuti, was with the people, speaking to the people, speaking revolution to the people, speaking uprising to the people, speaking what we would say Christ to the people, because Christ is that spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked, demonic, satanic ruling class and ruling families. Christ is here. Christ is in our consciousness. Christ is that spirit and consciousness within the universe that is in ourselves as well. And we must go into ourselves and raise up Christ, because all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, divine universe, under this divine Milky Way, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. And so we are the I and Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari I. We are the true Christians, Peter Tosh said. Peter Tosh, 1980, Canada, said in one of his concerts after singing, recruiting soldiers for Jah Army. Peter Tosh said, you go to church and learn of the philosophy of Jesus Christ and the philosophy of those who followed Jesus Christ. He then said, who are the real Christians? Where are the real Christians? He said, we who say Jah Rastafari are the true Christians, because we understand that this is the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. And we have livicated our lives. We have dedicated our lives to the uplift of the human family, to showing God in man, God in woman, Goddess in man, Goddess in woman. We have dedicated our lives to raising up Christ, raising up the Messiah within the masses of the people. We want to spend our lives and give our lives for freedom, justice, and equality, total deliverance from this wicked rulership, satanic, demonic rulership of the synagogue of Satan. We are yet in the book of Revelation chapter 2. We've gotten down to verse 20. And Revelation, the whole of the scriptures, whether Quran, Bible, whether Bhagavad Gita, whether Hindu, Buddhist scripture, makes no difference. Whether you read the universe, we use this knowledge because the universe is the first scripture. The universe is the first teacher of the Most High and the first teacher to cause us to understand that we must live in mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And this knowledge coming through scripture, revelation, apocalypsos, apocalypse, the usage of knowledge and wisdom and understanding to see the system in reality, to see the truth that the system is a false system, to remove falsehood so that we may see the truth, that we may use knowledge to rally and galvanize the oppressed international, and together we overthrow the power of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the modern day Caesars, the modern day Rome, the modern day Babylon, and deliver the whole of the human family from oppression. Freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We talked about last session how Jesus is addressing the church of Thyatira, which means the order of affliction. And this church, Thyatira, set up to fight Caesar, to fight Rome, and because they were so strong, affliction, oppression, suppression came to Thyatira, because Caesar hated Thyatira, the sisters and brothers of Thyatira, that African church that opened her doors to all of the oppressed, no matter their color, ethnicity. And so, because Thyatira was so strong, and Thyatira had faith and patience and charity, Thyatira fed the poor. You see, those feasts, those communions, those charity works were for the poor, for the afflicted, for the needy, and the oppressed. And they were so strong in those areas that Caesar hated Thyatira. And Caesar today, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, hate her, the Nation of Islam. They hate the African People's Socialist Party. They hate Reverend Jeremiah Wright. They hate Cornel West and Tavis Smiley. They hate anyone that stands up against this nasty, rotten, brutal, no good system. And so what Caesar did, he did something very clever. He sent someone named Jezebel into the church at Thyatira to turn the faithful servants of the Most High from the revolution into participating in exploitation, in slavery, in colonization. And so we are coming back in on that now. And we want to look at how those in power would send people among you to turn you from your mission, which is to deliver. Whether you go to church, whether you go to mosque, whether you go to synagogue, whether you go to cathedral, it matters not. Whether you go to temple, it matters not. All of us are called to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor using the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. So this Jezebel was sent among the people to turn the people from fighting against Caesar, to turn the people from fighting against Rome, to turn the people from fighting colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And it is the same today. These preachers, these imams, these rabbis, these teachers, these political leaders, these religious leaders, these educational and financial leaders who are a part of this group that want us to buy into Americanism, buy into warfare and bloodshed, sit among us, sent into the Black Panther Party, sent into the Nation of Islam, sent into the US organization, sent into the black community, sent into the general community, no matter your color, to turn us from helping one another, to cutting each other's throat, and keeping the wicked ruling class in power to our detriment and to the benefit of the wealthy ruling 1% ruling class. These wicked, rotten Jezebels, these puppets who are hypocritical actors on a stage they did not create, given a script by the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, given a script by the synagogue of Satan, and they interpret that script to tickle our ears, to cause us to be maneuvered into the destruction of our fellow sister and brother of the human family. Yes, but we are getting wise, because these scriptures are teaching us how to recognize these rotten ones who will solicit us into participating in such a nasty, no good, rotten system of parasitic and privatized capitalism, meaning all the wealth go to the private hands of the ruling class, 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%. And it's parasitic because it destroys the poor, destroys the afflicted, destroys the needy, destroys the oppressed, destroys we of the human family who are not a part of the ruling class and families. But it is also spiritually destructive to those at the top. So we have the message to save the whole human family. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 29th, 2012. And so, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20. After Yahshua gave credit to the church of Thyatira, Yahshua now begins to spank Thyatira. We are the same. Many of us are involved in charities. Many of us are involved in all manner of good works. But Yahshua, the one who stands for justice, the one who stands for freedom and equality, is spanking us with this word as well, saying, you've done well, your faith is strong, your patience is strong, your charitable work is commendable, but I have something against you. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And we know that idolatry is covetousness, and idols and idolatry symbolize land, wealth, and resources, and it symbolizes the system extracting resources from the earth to the detriment of the human family, because it is this wealth is extracted through warfare and bloodshed and consumerism and materialism. So, thou sufferest, that word sufferest, 1439 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means to allow. It means to permit. It means to let. And we have permitted wicked ones to solicit us into killing our fellow sister and brother of the human family. We have allowed one to do as he or she wishes. This is some of the meaning. So, those that wish to solicit us into participating in warfare and bloodshed, says also not to restrain. So we haven't restrained these that use wicked verbology, wicked words, or words used wickedly to cause us to participate in the CIA, in the FBI, in the FOP, in the International Monetary Fund, participate in warfare in Libya, NATO bombing and killing in Libya, participate in warfare and bloodshed in Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast. France and America, bloodshed to overturn a government. CIA in Honduras a couple of years ago, overthrow Zelaya, who had some friendship with Venezuela and Cuba. And so we say, oh, we don't like communism, and we allow these wicked Jezebels and puppets to cause us to hate a sister, a brother of the human family just because they don't want to live under America's so-called democracy. They want to choose socialism or communism. Yeah, we allow these to come in among us, whether they be presidents, whether they be prime ministers, whether they be leaders in education or leaders in the financial institutions. We have not restrained them. Another definition, 1439, E-I-O, this word suffer. Thou sufferest Jezebel to come among you, to let alone. We've let them alone. We won't even raise our voice to say that Obama is lying. We won't raise our voice to say that Newt Gingrich is lying, that Santorum is lying, that Mitt Romney is lying, that even Ron Paul is very skillfully deceptive. And so we allow these folk to come in among us to teach us to hate a sister and brother. I have a brother at my job, calls himself a Christian, but he hangs out with those who hate Muslims. I'm not hanging out with none of them. And they would not solicit me into hating a Muslim or hating a Christian or hating a Buddhist or hating a Hindu or hating a Rasta or hating Iran or hating Syria. No. What I hate is this wicked, rotten system coming out of the wicked mentality of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so, suffers that woman. Now, the word woman, 1135, on the Greek side, gune, it means woman of any age, whether a virgin, married, or a widow, a wife, or a betrothed woman. Now, we got to look at this as symbology, because a woman also is a W-O-M-B, a womb. And a womb is used to produce offspring. So we want to keep in mind that these wicked puppets that we're talking about, whether male or female, function as a W-O-M-B, a womb, so that we may enter into that womb through wicked, filthy solicitation, and so that we may produce wicked offspring such as warfare and bloodshed and debaucherism and destruction of our fellow sister and brother of the human family. Ah, that woman Jezebel. Now you recall Jezebel in the Old Testament was married to King Ahab, and she and Ahab killed and raped and debauched and destroyed the oppressed, destroyed sisters and brothers, stole land, stole people's only assets. And look at what's going on today. The housing so-called crisis was nothing but an orchestrated destruction of sisters and brothers who were trying to keep up with exorbitant mortgage payments and mortgage notes that were driven exponentially high purposefully by people like Goldman Sachs, City Mortgage, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of these Wall Street banks. Nothing but wicked puppets driving people out of their homes, knowing that all they're going to do is restructure the cost of the home and sign it over to other banks and other financial capacities, and then these financial capacities will then rent the land out to those who can't buy anymore but have to rent. And so they make money exorbitantly off of you and me by driving up the price and then driving us out and then take the land. And all they have to do is restructure the price and keep people in their home. A home is a human right. Every human being has a right to live. Every human being has a right to a home, has a right to an apartment. We have a right to these things, and we have a right that the price of these things not be driven so high that we can't afford it. Just wicked. And Obama has the nerve to talk about turning homes over to hedge fund type people. And we have the nerve to allow this man to use wicked, filthy, nasty verbiage to maneuver us into supporting such wickedness that is destroying sisters and brothers of the human family. These are Jezebels. Those running for office in the Republican Party are Jezebels. Those with Obama, Clinton, and the CIA, and Petraeus, and all of those others, they are Jezebels maneuvering us into that which is destructive to the human family. And so this Jezebel is used metaphorically in this church Thyatira. The church Thyatira was supposed to stand up against Caesar, stand up against Rome, help the poor, not just help the poor, but deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed with the word of God, with organizing. The word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, able to overcome all weapons of destruction that man can think of. Because there wouldn't be no creation. You wouldn't have anything to create a weapon with if it was not for the word of God, which is that germ of life that has created all that we use. And so Jezebel, 2403, she was sent into Thyatira by Caesar. She was sent into Thyatira by Rome and the Roman elites to carry Thyatira away from Christ, from Yahshua, from the revolution, from standing up against colonialism and slavery and exploitation. Now, Jezebel, 2403, in the Greek you pronounce it Iazabel. Hebrew, let me hit that right quick. Hebrew is 348 on the African Hebrew side, or Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And you pronounce that Ezebel in the Hebrew. And Jezebel means Baal exalts, or Baal is husband to. Then they say unchaste. And we know that she did that which was unchaste, that which was not good, that which was not righteous. And Baal exalts. All right, now we don't get hung up on names for the Most High, but this is the misuse of religion. Baal is supposed to exalt, but Jezebel brought down. Baal is the husband too. But Jezebel, you see, a husband cultivates, a husband cleans, and remember the husbandries. Growing things in gardens, growing things in the vineyards and whatnot. But Jezebel is disconnecting the people from the Most High, who is the husband, the Most High Father, who is the husband of all of creation. The Most High creates, the Most High grows things and whatnot. But Jezebel worked against all of that which her name means. And so this Jezebel has come to Thyatira to take the sisters and brothers away from the revolution, to solicit and use filthy language, use sweet words to maneuver the people into helping to destroy sisters and brothers of the human family. It's the same with Obama and the Democratic Party. It's the same with the Republican Party and those four candidates that are yet in the running. This prophetess, she's a prophetess, or calls herself a prophetess. Let me hit that right quick. Which calleth herself. She calleth her own self. And she is only symbolic of all these puppets that we see. Presidents and prime ministers and secretaries of state and queens and kings of England and whatnot. But she calls herself. She, let me see now. Lego. Calleth. Call it 3004. Say, she says, she speaks, She affirms over, she maintains, she teaches, she exhorts, she advises, she commands, she directs, she points out with words, she intends, she means to say, to call by name, to call, to name, to speak out, to speak of, to mention. So she calls herself a prophetess. She says she's a prophetess. Now, what we got to do is look at this metaphorically, sisters and brothers. Because the president calls himself one that loves the people. But we see that his plans are death, hell, and destruction for us all. Now, he talks a good game. The State of the Union address. He spoke a level of populism that would cause us, if we are not careful, to think that he is working on our behalf. But Dr. King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But you notice how Obama started the State of the Union with talking about foreign policy. When you study foreign policy, then you can understand domestic policy. Talked about how they want to destroy Iran, falsely claiming Iran and Ahmadinejad is working on weapons, nuclear weapons. Ahmadinejad says he's working on nuclear energy so that they can have energy in Iran. Knowing that the oil market is volatile, knowing that America and Britain and others are looking to isolate and restrain Iran, and so they want other options for energy. And what hypocrisy anyway? America has the most, if not the most, nearly the most nuclear weapons. Britain, nations in Europe, India, Pakistan, and let me not forget, Israel has at least 100 to 300 nuclear weapons ready to annihilate anyone that crosses her. But Obama says nothing about them, but he wants us to think that we have a stake, or that we can benefit from America killing and CIA operations in Iran, because the CIA and the Mossad and the MI5 and 6 are killing in Iran as we speak, assassinating scientists and so on. This is a Jezebel. And the Republican candidates are no better. Talking about isolating Cuba, wishing Fidel Castro to be dead, putting Fidel Castro in hell. They don't have no hell to put nobody in. Angry at Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Angry at Evo Morales of Brazil. Want to send the CIA into South America and overturn governments and assassinate leaders. I've been listening to all of these filthy, nasty debates so I could share with you what is really in their hearts. And those of us who are Caucasian and those of us who are black support Obama. Those of us who are Caucasian supporting the Republican Party, these are just Jezebels trying to maneuver us into destroying a sister and brother of the human family. But do you think that they do not want to destroy us as well? Look at the destruction of the jobs in the United States of North America. Look at the destruction of industry. Look at the stagnation, as they would say, of wages in America. Wages in America collectively have not gone up in 20 and 30 years. This is purposeful. This is the theft of our wealth and funneling it to the wealthy ruling class. You see, in the debates, GOP, Republican Party, Santorum was asked about his tax philosophy. What do you say, Santorum, about the masses of the people in the United States of North America wanting to implement greater taxes on the wealthy so that the United States of North America can generate more revenue to support Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, to support infrastructure and those necessities that we, the citizens of the United States of North America, needs? Santorum said, oh, we don't want to
tax the wealthy anymore, because then they'll just take their money overseas and maneuver around the taxes. Come on. First of all, we say living wage job for all. First of all, we say stop killing and destroying people. And then we say stop the wealthy from taking their wealth overseas. Keep that wealth here and tax that wealth. How about the 1% sales tax on all financial turnover coming from Wall Street? They make so much money, I forget the word, but way beyond trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. The wealthy need to be taxed, and the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We do not need any more programs taken from us. You have Republican governors and Democratic governors crushing workers, crushing the poor. Jerry Brown's a Democrat in California, but he wants to crush the poor. He said, we'll tax the wealthy a little bit, but that's only to get us to accept the crushing and taking away programs of the poor and the oppressed. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.